Each Monday at this time, we do the State Capitol Report here on the Joy Cardine Show. John Munson in for Joy Cardine this week. And today, no exception to that, the State Capitol Report this time features, one of the items that the Committee on Joint Finance and the state legislature still has to deal with is Governor Walker's plan for transportation. His budget proposes borrowing $1.3 billion for highway projects, and that's a number that is not sitting well with the number of people in the legislature. So what should we do about paying for our roads and highways here in the state? We're going to take a look at that in the first half of the State Capitol Report with a pair of legislators. Joining me first is John Spiros, Republican State Representative from Marshfield and Vice Chair of the Assembly Committee on Transportation. Representative Spiros, welcome to the Joy Cardine program.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Joint Finance may meet this week to vote on the governor's budget plan for highway projects. What action would you like to see this committee take?
Well, I think they've talked about meeting this week, so I think that's
That's why I said might, and I tried to put italics on it, but there's really no way to do that on the radio.
No, I know that. So, yeah, I think Wednesday, I think, is what they're talking about. I think transportation is going to be a tough one because I know the governor would like to, and in his budget was talking about the $1.3 billion basically in borrowing, and I don't think. I know I'm not for that, and I'm not for the borrowing side of it. So, so from my standpoint, you know, we put out surveys in my district, and I've asked what others think, and a lot of them came back with, you know, doing something that's going to be not for today but for tomorrow. And I think that's how we have to look at it from the budget and from the transportation fund.
What do you mean by that?
You know, what I mean is basically I think we have to look at do we go back to an index? A fuel index? Do we take a look at raising the fuel tax? And you have to understand, it's tough for me to even mention anything about increasing anything because my whole point of running and being in Madison was to lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at it from the standpoint of transportation to be healthy and move forward. I think we have to make some tough decisions.
Well, Speaker Voss says that he wants to cut the amount of borrowing by at least $800 million. So, I mean, the math there is basically if you count it by, let's just say $800 million is the number, just for the sake of the discussion. We don't know what it'll be. That leaves you $500 million to work on the roads and things in Wisconsin that need to get done. Looks like if that happens, projects would be delayed all around the state, including, for example, the Stillwater Bridge, I-94 between Milwaukee and Chicago, possibly even Milwaukee's Zoo Interchange, which the governor has said is a priority. Is delaying these major projects better than borrowing, or do we need to get all this work done now?
You know, again, I'm not a big fan of borrowing, but I think we have to get the work done. I think we have to make some tough decisions, and I think we all have to work, in Madison, try to get this thing done together. So it's going to be tough decisions. I was just in Green Bay this weekend, and 41, I mean, that's under repair, and I just don't think you can hold these projects too long because the problem with projects if you don't work on them right now, what's going to happen is the cost is just going to escalate. Plus, we're just going to deal with more traffic in those areas. And the whole idea is to get things and to be able to get transportation moving.
Well, we could be talking about potentially some public safety issues as well here.
Right.
Speaker Voss also said that he would prefer to increase fees, but the governor has said not going to happen on his watch. Do you think the governor needs to change his thinking on that?
You know, it's up to the governor when it comes down to it. He's got tough decisions when it comes down to the budget, and we have tough decisions as well. So I'm saying it sure would be nice to see us all work together and figure out how we can tackle this, again, not just for today but into the future. And I think that's what we have to look at when we're talking about the transportation fund.
You mentioned indexing because the state gas tax was indexed to inflation at one point, and the legislature, a number of years ago now, decided that they were going to give taxpayers a break and not index the fund. So our state's gas tax has not increased. That's certainly one piece of the transportation funding pie. We also finance it from fees, licenses, and so forth. Is there some other pot of money that we could be tapping here to pay for our roads and things? Because, you know, we're also talking about jobs. There's a lot of people who depend on their livelihood working on building our highways.
Sure. No, I think when it comes down to looking at the funding sources, we have to look at all the funding sources that go into the roads. And I think it all comes back to who uses the roads and who uses the roads at all different times. And I think everybody should have to pay their fair share when it comes down to using the roads. When you talk about the indexing, at one time, I think Wisconsin was in the top 10 when it came down to our fuel tax costs. And I believe we've basically moved out of that. Things have gotten a little bit more reasonable. I'm not going to say that they're you know, where I'd like to see them, but if we would have indexed, we would have continued indexing. We would have had over $1 billion, according to the Fiscal Bureau, that we could have been using, you know, at this point. Plus, other money was taken out and moved, and, you know, we just passed the amendment so that you can't raid the transportation fund. So, you know, I think we've done a lot of good things, but I think we have to go back and look and say, all right, what are we going to have to do to stabilize things and keep things moving for the future, not just for this two-year budget? And the toughest thing when it comes down to making decisions is it's based on a two-year budget. And from transportation doesn't stop, and the infrastructure doesn't stop. But I also think we have to look, too, are there projects that just don't need to be done today? And I'm not talking about current projects that we're already 75% into. I'm just talking about some of the projects that maybe don't need to be moved at this point.
And some people have also complained that some of the projects that the DOT is working on are just too big to begin with, and they don't need to be that big. Do you agree with that at all?
I'm not sure which projects they would talk about.
Okay. We have a commenter on Facebook who writes, Susie writes, maybe when planning reconstruction, they cannot be so extreme with design. For example, the Watertown Plank Road project, too extreme. Are you aware of that project? I don't know what that project is personally, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. There are some other issues here that I want to make sure that we get to, and we only have you for a few more minutes. There was an idea out there to implement a $25 sales tax on new bicycle purchases. John Nygren, who's a co-chair of Joint Finance, says that's off the table. Was this a bad idea from the start, or did this have some merit at some point?
I never even heard that idea. So, okay. You know, it probably was one of those that maybe even Joint Finance talked about. But I was not aware of that tax.
Okay. The Joint Finance Committee will, however, consider removing something known as the Complete Streets Law, which requires road projects paid for with state and federal dollars to include bikeways and pedestrian walks. It would only save about $190,000 a year, which is less than 1% of the total transportation budget. What do you think that lawmakers should do with this?
You know, I think that is one of those things that I think people are split on. You got a lot of people who do ride, and a lot of people who do take those ways as far as walkways. So I think it's important for the state, but it might be one of those things that maybe you have to look at folding back a little bit. But, you know, it's not one of those that I would have on my list as far as taking off.
Not something you'd lay down in front of the train for, in other words.
No.
People are driving less, and vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient. That tends to suggest that we may be collecting less in gas taxes just based on volume alone. Do we need to increase gas taxes to make up for that, do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because basically people are driving less, but also vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient. And, you know, from the federal government on down, everybody's tried to push to get more economical vehicles, and I think that's part of it. But I think you have to look at solutions across the board. Whether that's, and I don't believe an increase here, an increase there is going to take care of it. I think you have to look at it, again, looking down beyond 2 years and how do we fix this. Mm-hmm. I know they've talked about putting a mileage tax together for individual vehicles. I'm not for that.
Mm-hmm. Help us handicap there. Handicap this. There's no Vegas number on this, but what kind of transportation budget do you think we're actually going to wind up with?
I wish I had that crystal ball. I don't. I'm not sure what we're going to have. I'm looking forward to listening to Joint Finance come up, if it's this week or next week, and I'm also going to try to put my two cents in and talk to my budget buddy about some of the transportation, where I've been, and I've done that. So I'm, like I said, no crystal ball, but going to keep trying to push and see if we can't get a few things done.
You'll be watching Joint Finance, so will we, and I'm sure that next week's State Capital Report will have something else to talk about on this subject as well. Representative Spiros, thanks for spending this time with me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
John Spiros, Republican State Representative from Marshfield and the Vice Chair of the Assembly Committee on Transportation. We're going to take a break, catch up with some news, and when we come back, Representative Rob Call, Democratic State Representative from Monona and ranking Democrat on the Assembly Transportation Committee, will join me. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Kyrdine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the State Capitol Report and the Joy Kyrdine Show. John Munson in for Joy Kyrdine. The Committee on Joint Finance, or the Joint Finance Committee, however you like to call it, is supposed to take up Governor Walker's proposed transportation budget this Wednesday. We heard in the first half of this half hour from John Spiros, who's the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Transportation. He's a Republican from Marshfield. Now joining me is Rob Call, a Democratic state representative from Monona and the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Transportation Committee. Representative Call, welcome to the State Capitol Report.
Thanks for having me, John.
Okay, so what would you like to see Joint Finance do with Governor Walker's transportation budget?
Well, we've got a real problem in the state, and I assume Representative Spiros kind of went into some of that, but what has been proposed by the governor is not a long-term solution. Actually, his Secretary of Transportation, Mark Gottlieb, a former state representative, did present, I think, a balanced approach. It took a lot of suggestions and ideas from the Transportation Finance and Policy Commission, which had worked over a couple of years and presented its study in January of 2013. I was on that commission, along with a couple other former mayors, Mayor Chislevich, Mayor Antaramian from Southeast Wisconsin, some business representatives, Schneider Trucking, agricultural representatives. It was a very bipartisan commission, and we gave a menu of options. And I think Secretary Gottlieb took a fair amount of those and presented those to have a balanced approach of some fees, some taxes. I mean, this is a user-based system, so it should be paid for by the users. And unfortunately, the governor didn't follow his own secretary. He's proposed $1.3 billion in bonding, which, you know, bonding is always going to be part of any capital project budget. It just is. You know, when you look at the appropriateness of that, when you have large-scale capital projects, future users are going to use those facilities, and so they should help pay for it. What we're doing, though, is taking the current situation, taking $1.3 billion in just pure bonding, and a lot of that is for maintenance, minor road construction projects, et cetera, things where we are wanting to have our kids and grandkids pay for facilities, infrastructure they will never use, they will never drive on. So I'm hopeful the Joint Finance Committee does follow the path that Secretary Gottlieb laid out. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to look at significant cuts, and that means because they're concerned about the level of bonding, which I am too, and so are my Democratic colleagues. But instead of stepping up and being the adults in the room and doing what we're elected to do here, what I think you're going to see is just a cutback between $500 and $800 million in bonding. Well, that's going to, typically when you've had those cuts, it's affected outstate Wisconsin. When I mean outstate, not southeast Wisconsin. I think to really have the impact we need here to get people to be serious and come to the table, you're going to have a discussion about delaying projects in southeast Wisconsin too. because what's happened historically is legislators from Southeast Wisconsin have been able to have their cake and eat it too. They stand on their bully pulpit and say, we're not going to increase fees, we're not going to increase taxes, et cetera, but you're certainly going to build the stuff in my backyard, the Marquette interchange, the zoo interchange, et cetera. Well, what's the incentive for them to actually step up and do the right thing and have the adult conversation here? It isn't there if you let them continue to have all the pet projects in their backyard, and yet constituents in my district, where I represent Monona, McFarland, Fitchburg, Madison, and surrounding townships, well, we're going to see the Verona Road project halted. We're going to see the I-3990 south of Madison come to an end. And people are going to see the projects right in their front doorstep be delayed. And you're going to see delays with snow removal. So this isn't just about infrastructure construction. It's maintenance, too. So I'm hopeful, John, that we have some people willing to step up and have this discussion, that we can't just simply pull out the credit card and try to spend our way that route, but rather sit down and say there has to be a balance where there's a mixture of bonding, but there's also a mixture of new revenue. You know, you look at what's happened in the last year or two, we've got about 14 states that have stepped up, in part because the federal government is having the same problem Wisconsin is having, that their inability to make the tough decisions that the voters sent them there to do, and so they keep kicking the can down the road. Well, that's left the states then to decide what they're going to do, and a lot of them have stepped up, and including a lot here in the Midwest, where most recently Iowa raised their gas tax 10 cents. Well, that's despite the fact that Iowa, it already costs $100 more a year to operate and own your car when you look at gas tax and vehicle registration fees than it does in Wisconsin. In truth, Wisconsin's the lowest in the Midwest. You pay more each month for, you look at your cell phone bill, your cable TV bill, those type of things. You're paying more for that than you are in the gas tax and registration fee on your car here in Wisconsin. You're getting a really good deal, but with those stagnant revenues, you know, registration fees have been held flat, I think, since 2006 or 2008, excuse me. We haven't increased the fuel tax since 2006. And you have more fuel-efficient cars, which is a good thing, and everybody wants that. Well, that's a perfect recipe for the situation we're in, where we have these stagnant or declining revenues, and we can't support the infrastructure needs we have.
Representative, I just want to break in here. We're talking about possible places where we can get some revenue to support repair of our existing roadways and construction of others. Republican Representative Cuyenga said on this show last week that he wouldn't rule out toll roads as a possible solution. Does this sound like a good idea to you?
Well, the problem with toll roads, John, is you need federal authorization. And the federal government's been toying with that. It gets a little confusing because you look around and say, well, wait a minute. Illinois's got toll roads. I think Ohio's got toll roads and so forth. But we were set up differently in Wisconsin in our partnership with the federal government. And like many other states, we need authorization to be able to do this on federal highways. We can do it on state roads. But when there's federal funding involved, the rationale being from the federal government, we already paid for the interstate system. Why would we allow you to go back and charge more? Well, that's an interstate system we built 60 years ago. So obviously it needs to be rebuilt. And so there is that discussion. But, you know, the caveat is that discussion has been going on for about 6-7 years of, well, let's just authorize the states to fully toll the roads. Well, okay, let's say they do that. And the earliest you're going to do that is this fall out in D.C. because they once again kicked the can down the road to this fall instead of doing a long-term funding plan for roads and infrastructure. And I want to be clear, we're not just talking about roads, though. This is multimodal. This is transit. This is the airports. This is the harbors. This is bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian use. So there's a lot of things involved here, and so a lot of interest involved.
Well, but
if they don't do it till the fall, John, we can't just flip a switch and have a system up and running and have revenue coming in a month later. You can't count on that revenue in this biennium. You know, at best, you could count on it maybe into the second year of the next biennium.
Sure.
So I don't want anybody under the misgivings that, oh, we've got this other revenue source.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that this is both a short and a long-term problem, because we created a long-term problem, some say, when we stopped indexing the gas tax. And now we've got a short-term problem and a long-term problem to deal with. Quick question. Greg on Facebook says, the federally funded passenger rail extension from Milwaukee to Madison would have been running for a long time by now, taking pressure off our highways and reducing the need to widen them. Should we have taken those railroad dollars?
Yeah, we should have. I was, at that point in time, mayor of Monona, an eastern suburb of Madison, and I was part of the application packet, signed on. In my capacity as mayor, I didn't want to speak for the city council, but I felt that it would, and the line wasn't going to stop in Monona or anything like that, but it was going to benefit the entire region, the entire state, and I think lead to the next progression, which would be connecting to the Minneapolis area. And I can tell you, as doing some business in Minneapolis and flying up there, and used to have to sit in a cab to get downtown with traffic and so forth, you now pay a couple of bucks, you hop in the commuter train, and you're able to get downtown fairly quickly. And it's all part of, as I said earlier, our multimodal approach. So for me, I'm not just focused on roads. I mean, we need to talk about trains. We need to talk about regional transit authorities to help fund our transit system, the buses. And yes, we should have taken that money. I mean, that was all part of a politics. And unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of times. But to think that $800 million was going to go back into the coffers of the federal government and reduce our debt or reduce taxes, no. All it did is a part of it went to Illinois, a part went to Florida, and a part went to California.
Mm-hmm.
For their train systems. Very unfortunate. And now we're also ingrained in this lawsuit with Telgo, the train maker. So we missed out on a golden opportunity that I don't think, at least in my lifetime, we're going to see again.
Quick last question, and then we're out of time. And I asked Representative Spiros the same thing. What sort of transportation budget do you think we're going to wind up with? What are the Republicans finally going to decide to do?
This is conjecture. I'm not on joint finance, and obviously not being in the majority party, I don't get to sit in on their caucuses. But my guess is you'll see a cut of $500 to $800 million. So that would reduce that bonding level from 1.3 without new revenue. And I suspect you do that, and you do it where everybody feels the pain, including Southeast Wisconsin. We may have to come back in the fall and do a standalone bill. It could be a bipartisan bill, but a standalone bill to address that shortfall, because I think you will start to see both residents and businesses start to realize the impact that infrastructure investment and lack of investment will have on them personally and in their business.
All right. Representative Call, thank you for spending this time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Rob Call is a Democratic State Representative from Monona, ranking Democrat on the Assembly Transportation Committee. We're going to take a little bit of a twist here and talk about another issue involving a state government in just a moment. There's a plan proposed by a couple of Republican legislators to eliminate the Legislative Audit Bureau. We're going to talk about that plan with someone who is opposed to eliminating the LAB. We'll get to that in just a moment. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.